Welcome, you're on Maseches Tainis, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, where the lines get wide at the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara was discussing the fact that the Schusim of Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen, and Miriam and Neviah, that because of them, we had a well, a source of water, the Anani HaKavo to protect us, and the Mon in the Midbar to sustain us. This all came up in the context of a discussion of what type of actions from what type of person could precipitate the bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of rain. So the Gemara said, a statement from Rabbi Yochanan, that matar bishvil yachid, but parnaso bishvil rabim. That rain could come because of the actions and because of the merit of a particular individual, and his field can be saturated with rain, but parnasa, but the quality of the produce that is generally produced in general and mass, that only comes because of the rabim. So now the Gemara says, Alma ashkechon parnasa bishvil yachid. We find that if we're going to say that the mon fell in the midbar because of the schus of Moshe, Moshe is an individual, the mon certainly was a sustaining food source for many, many people, for the rabbim. So it would seem that Moshe was responsible for the rabbim. So says the Gemara, Shani Moshe. Moshe is different. Kevon dili rabbim hu debay. Since Moshe's tefilos were on behalf of the rabbim, on behalf of the whole community, ki rabbim dami. He is considered like the rabbim. And there are different ways to interpret what exactly that means. Some mefarshim say that it means that since Moshe Rabbeinu davened on behalf of the rabbim, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response was appropriate to be for the rabbim. And essentially tefillah can be an intervening mechanism that even one individual, such as Moshe Rabbeinu, is able to access that could result in something happening that is to the benefit of the larger Jewish people. Other Mefarshim understand that no, that Moshe Rabbeinu, he himself, because he was an individual who had so many zechuyos, therefore, he was like a rabbim himself. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu was of such great stature that he had the status of the rabbim. And so even though it was his own personal tefillah, nevertheless, it could have the consequence of affecting the rabbim. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna bar Manoach, Rav Huna bar Manoach, Rav Shmuel bar Idi, and Rav Shmuel bar Idi, Rav Chia mi Vas Tanya, and Rav Chia from Vas Tanya, Havishchichi kamei de Rava. They would go and attend the shiurim of Rava. Ki noch nafshei de Rava, when Rava passed away, also lekamei de Rav Papa. Then they became talmidim of Rav Papa. Kol emas dahavel omer lehu shmaisa. But whenever Rav Papa would give over a shmaisa, a piece of Torah, v'lo hava mistabra lehu, and they didn't understand it, or it didn't seem to make sense to them, havu miramzi ahadadi. So they would be mirames to each other. They would like wink at each other or motion to each other that, obviously he doesn't know what he's talking about. So cholash date. So Rav Papa became very upset. Akruye bechalme. And they came to Rav Papa in a dream and they shared the following pasuk. The achid es shloshes haroim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has removed the three roim. And this is the pasuk that talks about the three individuals who were taken in 1 month. So Limachar Kihavu Miftri Minei, the next day when they left Rav Papa, Amar Lehu Lezl Rabbanim Bishlom, that the Rabbanim should go in peace. In other words, Rav Papa had this dream that these three individuals would lose their lives because of how they were treating Rav Papa. And so therefore, there was this like nevuah that came through the dream of some sort. And so it had to have some sort of landing. So Rav Papa gave them a bracha that their leaving of the shir should be considered a fulfillment of the pasuk that they're going to leave, be removed, and therefore they should not suffer what they really deserve, which is the consequence of embarrassing him. But Rav Shimi bar Ashi havu shchiach kamed Rav Papa. Shimi bar Ashi would go to the shiurim of Rav Papa, havu makshilei tuva, and would ask him a lot of kashas. So Yom Echad, one day, Chaz Yedinof al Alape, he saw that he was putting his hand on his head, meaning he was saying Tachnun, Shema Yedo Omar, and he heard him say, Rachmano Litzlon Mikisufa Deshime, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu save me from the embarrassment of Shimi, who's this individual. So he realized, Kabla Leo Shisikusa Vesulo actually. He was Makabal upon himself to remain silent and not to ask him kashas anymore. So the Mefarshim discuss what was the real tefillah. The tefillah was, of course, that he should be able to answer these kashas and that he shouldn't be stumped from the kashas. But nevertheless, Rav Shimi Barashi heard this tefillah of Rav Papa, realized how much consternation he was causing him, and therefore decided to restrain himself from asking these questions. The Mefarshim discuss, is that really appropriate? Is it not appropriate for a Talmud not to challenge the Rebbe because he may embarrass or cause shame to the Rebbe? So certainly in areas of halacha, so that is not an appropriate way to go. Of course, you have to ask the questions that need to be asked so that we can make sure that the proper derech is given. But perhaps in other contexts, restraint can be shown, or even another approach, maybe approaching the Rebbe differently. And that's something that we can work towards. In general, when people are giving shiurim and people challenge them with questions, so sometimes those questions are an authentic search for truth and understanding, and sometimes people challenge Magide Shir with questions to trip them up, just so that they can, you know, show publicly that perhaps they don't have mastery over this particular topic. So those are two very different things. And a search for MS and a search for truth, where it's done in the right context and it's done with the right language and it's done in an appropriate way, certainly asking questions and challenging things is we're in a collective journey here, collective quest to discover the MS HaTorah. But a person should always ask themselves whether or not there is some sort of hidden agenda in how they are handling the challenging of a particular authority or teacher, and if it is being done in a way that could cause a diminishment of their stature or respect for the others in the room or similar types of consequences, then perhaps there are other ways to handle this. Says the Gemara, Ve'af Reish Lakish Savar, Reish Lakish also holds, Matar Bishvil Yachid, that rain comes for a Yachid. The Amar Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish says, Minayin Lamatar Bishvil Yachid. How do you know that rain comes from a Yachid? Dichsiv, because it says, Shalu Me'Hashem Matar Be'eis Malkosh Hashem Osa Chazizim. That you should ask from Hashem rain at the time of the Malkosh, which is, as we said before, the late rains. Hashem osa chazizim, and then Hashem will form clouds. Umatar geshem yitein lahem la'ish esa basada. And then he'll give them rain, downpours of rain for each man, esa basada, grass in their field. So it says Reish Lakish, Yochel Lakol, Saim, I think that refers to everyone. Tamalomer Leish, it says Leish, that it can be given to an individual. Vitanya, and we learned in a Braisa, I Leish, Yochel Lakol, Sdosov. If it says for each individual, so you might think that it's provided for all of his fields. Tamalomer Sadeh. So that's why the Pasuk tells you that it happens in the field. And since it says the field, it's a specific field. Isada yachal lechol asadev. It says the field, so you might think that only if it's required for the entire field. Tamar lomer esev, even if it's only necessary for one plant, for one part of the field. So in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's manifestation of Ashkacha Pratis is such that a bracha could be given even for a very, very specific and targeted need of an individual person. Kiha de Rav Daniel Bar Katina. This is like the experience of Rav Daniel Bar Katina. Havalei Ahigin saw that he had a garden, Kol Yom Ahava Ozel V'Sayer La, and each day he would go and he would inspect it. Omar, and he would say, Ha Mishra Ba'aya Maya, this row needs water. The Ha Mishra Lo Ba'aya Maya, but this row does not need water. V'Osa Mitra, and rain would come. V'Komeshakhe Kol Hecha Dimiboyle Maya. And it would water each and every place that needed its specific watering. My Hashem Osa Chazizim. So what does the Pasuk mean when it says Hashem will make clouds? Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina says, Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina Milame, this teaches us, Shekol Tzadik V'Tzadik, that every single righteous person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who Osalo, Chazes Bifnei Atzmo, Hashem will make a cloud just for him alone to water his specific field. My Chazizim. So what does it mean when it says Chazizim? What type of cloud? Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Parchos. Those are like flying clouds. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan, Simen Lamotar Parchos. A simen of rain is when you see this type of cloud that moves around. My Parchos, what are clouds that are flying. Amar Rav Papa, says Rav Papa, Eva Kelisha, Tusei Eva Semichta. They're thin clouds that are beneath, Tusei, they are underneath, Eva Semichta, they're underneath thick clouds. So they're closer to the ground than the thick clouds, and so therefore they appear, says Rashi, to be moving faster in the sky. Amar Rav Yehuda, says Rav Yehuda, Nihilo Mikami Mitra Asi Mitra. If a fine rain precedes a heavier rain, then that's a sign that there's even more rain that's coming. Rain is coming. Basar mitra, pasik mitra. But if it follows a heavier rain, so then that's a sign that pasik mitra, that rain's gonna stop. Nakami mitra, asi mitra. So the Gemara says, if it comes before heavier rain, so then rain is coming. Visimanech, and what's your simen for this? Meholsa, and that is a sieve. In other words, when flour is put through a sieve, so the flour that passes through first is the finer flour, and then the thicker flour. Debasar mitra, pasik mitra. So therefore, if it follows heavier rain, then the rain is going to stop. V'simanech, and the simon for this is charya de'ize, and that is goat dung. And the Gemara says, Ula ikla lebavel, that Ula would come to Bavel. Chaza parchos, he saw these lighter clouds, these clouds that are moving faster. Amar lehu panu mane, so he said to the people that were with him, remove my things into the house. The hashta asi mitra, because it's going to rain. Lesoflo asi mitra, in the end the rain didn't come. So Ula said, ki hechi de mishakri bavloi. It's like the people from Bavel, they lie. So too their rains also lie. They also don't, the regular simonim that generally work to indicate if there's going to be rain or not are not reliable in this area. Ula ikla leBavel. When Ula came to Bavel, chazu melo tsana de samri bezuza. He saw a basket full of dates and they were selling them for azuz. So Omar, so he said, Melot sana de duvsha bezuza, a basket full of duvsha of honey sells for azuz. Ubavloi lo aski bo raisa. But in Bavel, they don't study Torah enough. So the Gemara says, So Bilela tsiura, in the evening, he got sick. So Omar Ula said, Melot sana de sakina bezuza, a basket full of knives, the sakina bezuza sells for azuz, ubavloi, oske baraisa. And in Bavel, they still learn Torah proper. The Mefarshim explained that initially Ula's reaction was, if you can get a hold of food in such an inexpensive manner, so then people here should really be learning much more. But once he saw that these cheaper produce had a very detrimental effect on digestion, and in fact create a situation that was even more challenging to learn, so then his reaction shifted, and he was impressed that people, even given they have to deal with these challenging health concerns, are still able to devote themselves to Torah. Tanya, we learned in a braiso, Rabbi Eliezer says, Kola olam kulo mimei ukainos hushose. The entire world, kol olam kulo, the whole world, drinks from the waters of the ocean. Shenemar, as it says, ve'ed yala min ha'aretz, v'hishkas kol p'nei ha'adama. And a cloud comes up from the earth, meaning there's evaporation from the water in the earth, and then it ends up watering the entire land. Amar lo Rabbi Yoshua, so Rabbi Yoshua said to Rabbi Eliezer, v'alo me'mei o'kainos meluchmein, but the waters of the ocean are maluach, they're salty. And of course, when you drink rainwater, it's not salty. So Amar Lo, he said to him, Mimamtkin ba'ovim. They become sweetened in the clouds. The clouds removes the salt from the salt water of the ocean. Rabbi Yoshua, Amar Rabbi Yoshua says, Kolam kulo mimeil yonim said that the world drinks actually from the waters in heaven. Shenemar, as it says, Limtara shamayim tishtemayim. By the rains of the Shamayim, of the heaven, you should drink water. Elamani makayim ve'ed yala min ha'aretz. So if the rain comes from the upper world, so how do I understand this idea that the cloud comes up from the ground? Milamin sha'anonim is gabrim ba'olam l'rakia. Teaches us that clouds form, and they're ola l'rakia. They ascend high up into the heavens. Uposklim pi'en kenod. And they open their pihen, their openings, their mouths, like a node, like something like a container. Umekablin me matar, and they get rainwater from wherever is being stored in Shemayim, shenemar yazoku matar le'edo, that they'll pour rain le'edo into the cloud. Umenu kabos hein kichvara, and the clouds are hold like a sieve. Uvos machroshos mayim agabe karka, and then they come and they sprinkle water on the ground. Shenemar chashas mayim ave shichakim, as it says, a chashas mayim, a sieve of water. That's what the ave shichakim. That's what the clouds of the heavens are. The ein ba tipa letipa ella kimale nima, and there is no difference between each and every drop, no more than kimale nima, a hair's breadth. L'lamdecha, to teach you shegado yom ha-geshamim, that the day of rain is as great kiyom shenivru bo shamayim va'aretz, as the day that heaven and earth were created. Shenemar, as it says, osa gedolos ad ein cheker, it says that Hashem does great things that are ein cheker, that are beyond what we can understand. V'chsiv, and it also says, hanosein matar al pnei ha-aretz, that Hashem is the one that puts rain on the world. Uksiv lahalon, and it says as well, halo yadata im lo shamata, we had this earlier in the Masechta, have you not heard, did you not know, elokei olam Hashem, that Hashem, the God of the world, ein cheker lisvunoso, there is no ability to comprehend, to understand his wisdom, his insight. The Gemara is telling us that there is a highly complex system in how it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains the world through the experience of Geshem. In certain respects, Geshem comes from Shamayim. In other respects, Geshem is the process of HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking what has already been created, what is already in this world, and putting it through a system that ultimately is able to sustain human beings. And this is true about Hashkacha in general. Some of the ways in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with our lives relates to things that factors and opportunities and experiences that already exist in the orbit of our experience. The water that is in the oceans, it's right there, but it's inaccessible and unproductive in terms of its ability to sustain us. And through the systems of nature that are governed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through what happens in the heavens, that water is taken up from the world. It is distilled, and it ultimately becomes a source of bracha. Even things that are in the proximity of our life experience are only able to be accessed as a source of growth and as a source of success with the hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. It doesn't mean that things are created necessarily yesh me'ayin, that rain is literally something that's something from nothing, but it means that the system is governed by, and the system is guided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and can be targeted for particular people, for particular purposes. And then when we come to consider the fact that the Gemara ends off saying that's why rain is always a day of rain is comparable to a day of Briyas HaOlam. So we ask ourselves, why is that so? Briyas HaOlam is such a dramatic moment of creation, literally a world coming into being from nothing. And rain seems to be something that's so much of a normative part of our natural existence. And the answer is that the whole point of the development of these themes and these ideas in the Gemara is that we should come to understand that the world that we interact with, that we experience as natural systems of how nature just operates, is really in fact an extension of the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world and continues to create this world, and that the world is incomprehensible without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so therefore, when we really get to the source of all of this, which is Tefillah, which is what Maseches Tainis is about, how to access all of this bracha, that's the purpose of this tefillah. The purpose of this tefillah is not just that Hashem should do some sort of miracle that something happens from nothing, but that even the ongoing hashgacha is something that we're trying to tap into. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not a being that's distant from us, that a tefillah sort of awakens a relationship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly involved in the ongoing creation of the world, and every moment of existence is a renewed moment of Briyas HaOlam. That's what it means. Samachadesh Betuvo B'chol Yom Tov Mimaseh Bereishis. Not that the world gets destroyed and recreated in every nanosecond, but that existence itself, as the Rambam says in Yesod HaTorah, existence itself is fueled by an ongoing creative process that's emanating from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that never stops. And tefillah is really about our capacity to tap into our connection to that system, our connection to the being that is the source of all of that system. It's not just a request, please do something like a human being, and then God thinks about it and says yes or no. You're entering into a world, you're entering into a spiritual ecosystem within which all of creation is ultimately governed. And so therefore, there is nothing that's beyond the capacity of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to do, and there's nothing beyond the capacity of a human being to ask for in order to connect to that ongoing reality. That's why emunah is such a fundamental aspect of tefillah. If you don't believe in what you're connecting to, and it's just simply words that we're saying, then you're not immersing yourself in the spiritual world that ultimately provides the answers to the things that we're asking for. Okay, have a great day.